The lawsuit by former Secretary John Skokas seeks a couple things. For one, his old job back. The board voted 5-0 to fire Skokas 2 days before Thanksgiving and 2 months after Skokas returned from a second tour in Iraq. Skokas said at a press conference that the board's actions directly violated laws that prevent employers from firing veterans returning from war.
It is a shame and dishonor to this state and to our veterans that the new Board of Wisconsin Veterans Affairs believes the protections we and they demand by law of all state employers do not apply to the board and to the secretary of the department.
The lawsuit also seeks $500,000 in damages from the board. Skokas attorney James Troupas says that covers more than just pay, investigation costs, and attorney fees.
The damages will not simply be what he has suffered, but they will be doubled in order to send a very clear message to the Department of Veterans Affairs new board members and others that they will not be allowed to treat veterans in this way.
Two members of the state veterans board reached after the announcement had no comment. The board has long been at odds with Skokas, especially this year after a review found the Veterans Home at King went over its budget and racked up hundreds of thousands of dollars in questioned spending. Skokas was appointed in 2003 when the board was still controlled by Republican appointees. It's now controlled by appointees of Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.